Thank you for holding. Is this Lawrence?
Yep.
Hi, Lawrence. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. That's what I like to hear. All right's better than bad, so I'll take it. Happy Tuesday. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with one of my representatives here, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to apply a new in-business credit, since your company just started in October. Did you have any questions about the placement on Google, aside from just the pricing? Did she do a good job?
It sounds like she did a good job. It sounds like it would be a listing with the other businesses in the map section.
Right.
Third listing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done a search for a handyman in the area?
Not actually with Google.
Okay. So when you do that
and
search...
And is this only with Google, or is it with the other search engines too?
We also provide a Bing listing. Bing uses Google as their reference point, but they have a top five. So usually the top three on Google end up making it on the first page of Bing as well. We don't call out unless we have one of those spots available. Have you seen the three guys next to the map before when you do a search on Google? Not just for handyman, but anything. There's always three recommended there. It's called Google Places.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, that's where we're talking about listing you for your industry. So, you know, we had a listing become available. Usually when that happens, my reps will get a list of qualified candidates from Google, and then they call down it until we get one guy to fill it. You know, once we fill it, we close out the category. We're not allowed to work with more than the allotted position. So, have you ever heard of, like, Gerlach Handyman Remodeling Services?
So
they're up there, you know, so that you'd be up there with them. We'll basically level the playing field. Obviously, they have more reviews than you're going to have starting out, but they only got a 3.7 star, so I'm sure you can beat that. But everything that we do here, it's month to month. You know, we won't ask you to sign a long-term contract. You pay 1 month at a time. However, we do ask for a 2-month verbal commitment when you're starting out. We will list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So you won't just be up there for handyman. If you want to be more specific about the type of services you provide, maybe if you want to focus more on commercial opportunities or appliance repair, anything like that, as long as it falls within that category. There's even general contracting things that certain handyman can do. We just don't want to have you listed as a full general contractor. There's a lot of benefits to the handyman listing, actually, because there's so many services that you can provide and so many different keywords that we can list.
Pretty versatile.
Right. Whereas these guys come across as just a roofer, you know, we can only put them in the roofing category. We can't put them in the handyman category when their business name says roofing. It's just misleading, and people end up going with their competition, usually, in that situation. So... to answer your question earlier, so it's not just Google and Bing either. You'd be on Amazon Alexa Voice Search, and then we do a directory submission. So you'd be on Yelp. You'll be on Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages. There's about 60 directories that we submit you to that are seen as trusted citations or have pre-existing relationships with Google that would use you as a reference point because you have this placement in your background screen and top recommended. Okay. We would also build a .com website for you. So you'd have an actual intentionalvisionsllc.com that we would build out and have attached to your placements. So that way the customers can use that as a reference point, maybe see some work you've done in the past. We'd also provide you with a tracking system so that each month we can actually show you tangibly the return on investment that you're receiving from the campaign. You'll be able to see all the leads, the clicks, the calls, the jobs. So that way you have transparency on, hey, I'm not just spending money here. You know, it's a business relationship. Our goal is to show you a 10-to-1 return on investment. Usually if we could do that, then we set ourselves up for a long-term business relationship. So that's our goal. You know, if you're not making money, then we're not making money. So we try to get in there and make sure that it's working as effectively as it possibly can. Now, as far as, like, the pricing and these discounts, I've been kind of multitasking. I believe there was a text message sent to you before she transferred the call. But I want you to be able to see this. Okay. It's it should be from a 714-502-0500.
I'm on the phone that reads the text, so I'm not sure I can read it.
Gotcha. Okay. Usually with a hyperlink like that, you can usually just click on it even when you're on the phone, unless you have Sprint. I think Sprint's like the only one.
I'll try the speakerphone here just a second.
Okay.
I can get to that.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to show you rather than just tell you.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yep. Let's see if I can get you text here.
And this is a geo-targeted marketing strategy, too. I don't know if Tara touched on that, but we'll be able to fully customize your service area up to 30 miles around, and we could also fully customize the keywords, obviously. So they have to be in your area and type in those services in order to get your information. That way you know your calls and your leads are always qualified.
Okay. Got the text, and let's see if I can open it.
Okay.
My phone has its own rules as to what I can do while I'm on the call.
I hear you. It's a little bit different depending on if you have Apple or Android, what service you have too, so you never know.
Yeah.
It's funny because we're a Google partner, so they send us new Androids every year, but I always re-gift them to somebody because it's around Christmas time. So I'm just a big on iPhone because of the FaceTime and my kids. So. You might see some big numbers there as you scroll down. Those are the Premier packages. You don't want to touch on the Premier. I would never start somebody with a Premier. That's more for medium to large scale businesses. You're a small business and you're a new business. So you'd be looking at more of our traditional Platinum SEO, a local bundle plus Facebook ads down here. There's like an Essential Pro Platinum. So they range in cost typically anywhere from $2.99 all the way up to $5.99. Okay. What I can do is I could put you on this Platinum bundle. That's got all the bells and whistles that we discussed, with the exception of Google Ads. Google Ads, you know, they have like a $300 minimum. That's why those Premier packages are so much higher above. But I was thinking I could put you on the Platinum here, the traditional with the Google Places, and then I can reduce the cost down to $2.99, and then since that new in business credit is applied, I can have that setup fee waived for you as well. So altogether, an $898 value, be $2.99 out the door, and then each month moving forward, you actually keep that discounted rate, so it stays $2.99 for the Platinum. So
for how long?
As long as you're with us, it'd be an indefinite discount. So it's not going to go up or change. You won't get any surprises or anything like that. Now, there's more to this going on the background. I just want to be really transparent with you. I don't know how much you rely on your current systems, like with Home Advisor by Angie, but I see some things popping up there. I don't want to bash another company in order to gain your business, but the FTC has been investigating them for the past like 2 weeks, and I don't think they're going to be around much longer. So I hope that's not something that you're relying on to consistently produce leads for you. But if it is, I'm happy that we found you this time, that we have the availability to bring you on. And that's kind of why I'm also dropping the price so far down, is because I know, if I can get your foot in the door and you could see the difference between this and that, you wouldn't lose any sleep over it anyway. You know, but I don't know if you're aware of that, and I hate touching on things like that because the calls are recorded by Google, you know, just to monitor what we're saying. Let me pull it up here. FTC slaps home advisor for misleading small business service providers. FTC's complaint against home advisor alleges that since at least the middle of 2014, it has made false, misleading, or unsubstantiated. Hold on, let me click on it. Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, source of leads, and likelihood they would result in actual jobs. Federal Trade Commission today has issued an administrative complaint against Denver-based home advisor. Oh, yeah. It's basically saying since 2014, they've been investigating them for making false, misleading, or unsubstantiated claims about the quality and source of the leads the company sells to service providers, such as general contractors and small businesses who are in search of potential customers. So, I mean, they've been investigating them since 2014. I know exactly what they do. So, like, HomeAdvisor is actually, they pay Google about $6 million a month. So they're actually doing Google advertising. They can't get into these local maps listings because these are designed for a smaller business like yourself, more of like the mom and pops. But if you scroll underneath where we're talking about placing you, when you type in handyman, you'll see Angie. You know, it's got the 10 best handyman, which Angie's was bought out by HomeAdvisor in 2016. And there's a HomeAdvisor listing there. It says top 13 handyman, right? So HomeAdvisor and Angie are both up there. One's got 10 of you. The other's got 13 of you. And notice some of those are the same guys on both Angie's and HomeAdvisor. So when they get a lead off of Google, let's say maybe it cost them, in hindsight, $5 to obtain, you know, they'll sell it to you guys for $25. And then they'll sell it to three guys on the Angie's list and three guys on the HomeAdvisor. So now they got 6 times 25. You know, they got 125 for a $5 lead, right? Only one person's going to get the job at the end of the day. Sometimes none. Sometimes the phone doesn't even, you know, answer, and then they get charged a lead fee. So they're catching on to that. That's not how things should be. They actually were called Service Magic before, and they got shut down, and then they came back and said they weren't going to do that anymore, and they're basically doing the same thing. So now the FTC is back on them again. So I don't anticipate them being around for very long. Now, it doesn't look like you've been using them long term. You know, you got one review on here. How long, and I know your company only started in October, so I mean, how long have you been using that system?
Just a couple of months.
Just a couple months. I mean, have you found success with it?
I've gotten good leads out of it.
Nice.
I've gotten bad leads out of it.
Right. Well, I mean, they can't all be bad. I mean, at the end of the day, a human being usually has to fill that out. So there's got to be something at the end of the line. It's just you want to make sure you're beating the other guy to the lead. You know what I mean? Because they're definitely going to get in there and get some multiple quotes. But that's good. I mean, if you could do anything with that, you know, imagine the customer actually being able to call you directly off of Google. Most of the guys that go down and they fill out those Angie's List of Home Advisor forms, they're price shopping. They know that they could get multiple quotes. They're in no rush, right? But the people who are looking to get something done right away, you know, they end up calling these guys at the top if they want something done now. So your conversion's a lot higher when you're getting a live call from somebody who's looking to do something now. They've already looked you up. They've already touched on your website. They've already seen the things that you have out there, your reviews, and they picked you. You know, it's basically a done deal as long as you don't come across some astronomical pricing.
The other thing, too, is having to pay for someone just getting estimates is kind of a pain.
Well, right. That would be eliminated too. So with us, you know exactly what you're spending. You know, you don't get any surprises. You're not going to get a surprise bill. Oh, you know, we noticed you got 20 jobs last month. We want an extra 300 from you. That's not how we do things. You know, we simply just list you for your services. We let the community know your top recommended option, kind of like an online word of mouth chain. And, you know, we give them your name, address, phone number, link to your website, and you guys take it from there. You know, we don't butt in on any of that. So You know, whether you get 100 jobs or you get 200 jobs, you know, your bill's the same because you're paying for the placement like a digital billboard rather than for each individual opportunity.
So, let's see. Yeah, I'm running a register tape ad, and that's like a real wide shotgun blast.
Mm-hmm.
Just hoping someone is interested.
Right.
This, your product is a little bit more targeted.
Oh, 100%.
And it's people actually searching for a handyman.
Yeah. I mean, the online stuff is, I mean, obviously a lot more modern, but you're going to see better results from online ads, even Home Advisor, than you would from something like that. I mean, even radios, billboards, they're kind of outdated in the sense that when I actually need a handyman, I don't remember what the radio told me. I don't remember what the billboard said. Yeah, you know. And a lot of times this stuff, it breaks out of nowhere, you know, when you need a handyman. It's like this caught you by surprise. But one thing I do always have is my phone. You know, if I'm at home, the computer's there, but if I'm not at home or if I'm a different part of the house, the phone's always there, you know. So to be able to just pull out my phone, you know, type in, you know, handyman near me and be able to click on one of you guys and have it start ringing, giving me a live professional that'll be able to help me, that convenience is going to outweigh any form of marketing under the sun. You know, the fact that I can get a hold of you within the 10 seconds that I need you most, you know, and once I've committed to you already being on your way, it's a done deal.
What is the SEO content creation?
Hmm?
I know
SEO
means.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's search engine optimized content. So there's a system called Google Analytics that allows us to see like what services in the handyman category are searched the most in this area. And we want to make sure that if those are services you provide, that your content is rich with those services. And so it's a older method of marketing, the search engine optimization. And that's not mainly what we do. Our main focus is obviously Google Places. The SEO guys kind of rank randomly there, like where you see the Home Advisor and Angie pop up. They'll kind of be in that mix down there. This guy's like volume one. But yeah, it's just the search engine optimized content, you know, just to make sure that your listing is properly uploaded with the same data that and services that we're listing you for online, so everything matches up. You know, you don't want to have you listed as a handyman and you go in there and everything's about kitchen remodel. Not saying you can't do kitchen remodel, but, you know, all of a sudden it's about Bath and Beyond. You know, you want to make sure everything matches up and that content is not just rich, but also relevant in making sure that you're actually going to not necessarily get the jobs, but be listed for the proper services. You know, you want everything to just match up. So the SEO content, I mean, it's useful, and we do provide that content across all of the platforms that we submit you to, like Yelp, Yellow Pages, all the directories. But at the end of the day, the Google Places placement's the moneymaker. I mean, 9 times out of 10, your calls are going to come right from that Google Places placement. All those other platforms combined are only going to deliver a fraction of what you'd see from the Google Places listing. So, just to be transparent on that, it's important, but it's not the most important feature in this conversation, for sure.
So, how much is this dependent on, like, the search? The Google goes out and searches and finds websites and then targets it that way. And you mentioned building a website for me.
Mm-hmm.
How much dependent is it on the website?
The on-site SEO is completely relevant for the keywords that we're going to list you for. So like that's what I was saying is you want to make sure that your content matches up with the keywords that we submit you for. That's why it's really good to have your website hosted by the same company that's doing your Google Places and your search engine optimization. So that way we're not calling you going, hey, you know, Google says that it would be a better idea if, since we're listing you for appliance repair, that you put appliance repair on there. You know, now it's all done in-house, so we could just get your clearance on it and also log into that site and make that adjustment in real time rather than have you go call a website guy and tell them, hey, my SEO said we should do this. Then you're just kind of doing a lot of back and forth throughout the day instead of focusing on the jobs. So, I don't know if that answers.
So this would also host the website then?
Yes. Yes, we would purchase the URL and domain for you. We'll develop all the content with our graphic designers in-house, and then we'll provide hosting within your package as well. So any modifications or adjustments you want to make along the way, it's all included. You won't get hit with any kind of surprise charges or anything like that.
Okay. And then if I wanted to move that website down the road, how transferable is it?
Oh, very transferable. Actually, while you're using our services, we're not charging you anything for the domain because I waived the setup fee for you. But if you discontinue the service, I don't think you will, but let's just play worst case scenario, right? You discontinue the service 6 months from now. There is a $99 buyout to keep that domain. After that, you just need a host. You can take it wherever you want. But all websites need a host no matter what. Okay, in order to keep content on there. So you can keep us as your host if you wanted to discontinue your places. You know, they'll make you an offer on that. But I know at least on the minimum, if you want to leave and keep the site, they are going to charge you for the domain name. So that way we're not losing money on that domain. So it's $99, full disclosure.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. So there's a lot of things to consider here. I mean, if I'm looking at web hosting and web page, and how much of the page can I design?
Right. I try to bundle it for you without, you know, breaking the bank. Basically, your charges are going to come across primarily for the Google places and the Facebook ads. That's a lot of what that $299 ad is going to add up to. The additional things like the site or what I'm throwing in is added features that are beneficial to you 100%, but that's not the main context of this conversation. I mean, you can go out, Lawrence, and you could build a $5,000 website, but if that website's not being seen at the 10 seconds of customers doing the search, it's not going to make any money. So you can have the placement and no site and be profitable. But if you have a site with no placement, not profitable, right? So the money maker in this is the placement, right? And capitalizing on the placement while we have the availability. That's the key. Once you have that listing, you can switch out the site. You know, you can go get a $5,000 site, customize it, bring it in. I can swap out the URL. I mean, the site we get you is great. I'm not downplaying it by any means, but it's not a $5,000 custom website design. I'll tell you that. And we do those, but, you know, but that's something that we would obviously want a long-term commitment from you, and that's a bridge we would cross later on. You know, right now, we're in the infancy of our business relationship. And in order to build something long-term, which is our goal here, we're not looking for the short-term. We're trying to build something with you that lasts. We want to start small. We want to get your foot in the door. We want to show you what we could do. You know, get you in the green. Make sure you're profitable. Get some jobs under your belt. You know, once we've hit that, maybe 6 months down the line, a year down the line, we could start having conversations about expanding, not just on the website, but, you know, even expanding the marketing strategy, maybe upping to those premieres. Where I'm coming from now is I want to minimize your investment as much as possible. Also, I want to get your foot in the door, too, because this home advisor stuff going on, and I noticed that you're using that currently. So that's just an X factor in the conversation, but I'm happy we found you. Put it that way.
Okay. So as another direction I'm going is I'm studying copywriting, so like writing the copy on the web pages and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I was wondering how much I'd be able to do on my own website if I wanted to try things out and things like that. Is that, am I able to edit the website too? And
yes, 100%. We'll give you access to the site. Obviously, we have graphic designers in-house too. So a lot of what we do with the site, and when you sign up, you'll do a client interview, and they'll have recommended keywords for you. You lock in your keywords, you know, you got your service area. You got final say on everything, put it that way, even the keywords, the service area you cover, because it's your business. You know, you're the one that's got to go out there and deal with them. But at the end of that client interview, you sit down and they'll pick your brain on the site, and, you know, we'll get some photos from you and a logo if you have it. We have some generic photos that, you know, abide by copyright laws, so that way nobody's getting in trouble there if you don't have photos ready right away, right? Yeah, the graphic designer will be there. They could do it for you. They could also kind of just email you a format, let you go through it, how you want to do it. They can give you access to it. You know, you can go in there and do it. A lot of the things that we do with that site, though, they have that SEO content platform, you know, provided, and there's a method to the madness. It's not just like painting an empty canvas. So there's a reason some of that content's on there, and, you know, we want to make sure that if you are logging into it, they might say, hey, you know, okay, but don't do this or don't touch that or this is going to happen, you know. So.
Okay.
But we'll definitely collaborate. You know, at the end of the day, it's a representation of your company, so we want to make sure that it suits you and it looks as professional as possible, and it's ultimately something that's going to keep the customers coming in.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's the process here of plugging into this?
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and get started, you know, you give me the green light, I'll create your profile here, we'll secure the listing, and we'll schedule that client interview. I'll get your PIN verification letter sent out. It's a little postcard that Google sends in the mail just to verify your location. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. I could hide that address, too, if it's a residence. It looks like a residence. But
it is.
Yep, yeah. I could definitely have that hidden. It'll just say city, state, zip. But we'll send that out. That usually takes about 3 to 5 days to receive. In Wisconsin, it's saying here. So, you know, I mean, the PIN, it's going to take some time, you know, and there's a 5-digit code on the back of it that we need from you before we can post you. So what I'm hoping is we knock out the client interview and we can get the website up and running, or at least the rough draft of the site developed, and then by the time you receive that PIN, we could go ahead and go live with the account, have you listed there, and then we can obviously continue to develop and fine-tune the site or customize the site how you like it as we go.
So it sounds like it would take about a week.
Yeah, I mean, Google tells us actually to quote you 14 days and ask you for a 2-month commitment initially starting out because of that. Month one is, you know, the numbers are going to be skewed a little bit because of that setup period, you know. So month two is where you actually get a full month to evaluate it. So obviously, you know, month two is going to be more profitable than month one because you won't have to go through that setup period again once it's all set up. It's just a matter of maintaining it. Obviously fine-tuning it and seeing what worked last month and what didn't work last month and adjusting it until we have that perfect marketing strategy that's bringing in a consistent flow that's tailored for your specific business. We can't just take a cookie-cutter approach to each business. We have to actually get in there and, you know, monitor it and see how you're performing and what works for you and what doesn't, you know, fine-tune it until we got the exact formula that results in you being successful. So, okay. I say the setup is never complete. I say the website is never complete. You know, there are going to be changes made to your keywords. There's going to be changes made to your website. But in terms of being able to see yourself and start generating phone calls, Google tells us to give you a 2-week quote on that timetable there. So that way you have realistic expectation. It's not an immediate turnaround. And obviously anything worth having isn't an overnight thing. If she stays on the first night, you should definitely get rid of her.
Yeah.
That's off topic.
The marketing system, you have to modify it.
Yeah, but it's pretty simple setup process. You know, it takes about 3 to 5 minutes, really, to create the account and get the client interview squared away. Client interviews on average take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in order to complete it. If you have any additional questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'll be here. You'll have my direct number and extension, and then there's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So we really walk you through it and make sure it's working. Like I said earlier, if you're not making money, we're not making money. So your success is integral to us. Excuse me.
How do you guys make money off of this?
Well, we're actually a Google Premier partner, so that's where a lot of our money comes from. But Google makes money based off of how well we perform. You know, you got to think there's thousands and thousands of business owners across the United States that are using this in every industry. You know, so our role as a Google partner is to not just fill the spots when they become available, but obviously maintain the listings, and that's what keeps the customers coming back. You know, is whereas it, before a lot of like the ads you could sign up for, and they'll give you, that's what they were doing before the partner program, they'll just give you access to it, and it's like if you don't know what you're doing or if you don't have the time, it gets neglected, right, as a business owner, and then you basically, it's not working, right, and then they lose you as a customer. So the role, our role is to make sure it's working. That keeps you coming back, keeps you paying, and that's why Google is such a monopoly, is because they have business owners all the way across the U.S. and Canada that are using their ads in order to market online and get their customers. So that's our role, and then obviously the guy with the big check would be Google, which is right across the street from us here in Orange County, California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So all our calls are monitored and reported, and they also are the ones who give us the qualified candidates list, so they dictate who even is eligible for first page placement. So you already going through the background screenings and the things that you have listed online is what's made you eligible.
Okay. What would make me ineligible? Like if my ratings drop down to 1 or something like that, would that bump me out of that position? Or
well, while you're with us, that's going to get avoided. We have review monitoring. You'll notice in the platinum package there's review monitoring,
which
is a huge benefit. It's in our best interest that you have a 5-star rating. It keeps your customers coming in at the end of the day. If we don't have any good reviews to go off of or something really bad starts happening, we love the fact that we start out all our guys on a month-to-month. So we'll know right away if that's a problem that he's not going to be able to fix, or if it's like a personal problem, then we can just go ahead and part ways. You know, hey, keep your money this month. We're going to go a different direction.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a person can get bumped out of that position.
Yeah,
it's a rocky spot.
Yeah, the beginning of the pandemic was really tough. I was probably the most people I've ever parted with in my 10 years, because you get these people that are just very strong in their beliefs, and you have homeowners inviting you to their home to provide a service, and then you have this business owner who's like, you called me, I didn't call you, I'm not wearing a mask, I don't wear a mask, and I don't believe in that, and it's a big old hoax, and it's like, okay, so then he's giving the homeowner a problem, and then the homeowner's contacting us or leaving a bad review, and you know, and it just has this trickle effect. So that was one scenario. Obviously, if you're, you know, cussing people out, damaging property, you know, we want to get you to a point where we could offer you Google Guarantee. You know, Google Guarantee is provided to people who've been doing Google Places for a while. We see that they're generating good reviews, and then we're basically backing you, saying, hey, Google will provide up to $2,000 insurance if you pick this guy and something goes wrong. So we're even putting even more trust in you and making that homeowner or business owner feel even more comfortable, because not only will they have any kind of insurance as you have, but Google's even back in the job to a degree. So that's something we want to grow you to, right? So there's a way to go up from here. There's also a way to go down from here, right? Which is, hey, if things are going really, really bad, then, you know, we'll part ways and you lose the placement. If things keep going good, you know, your business will continue to grow and your reputation will continue to grow. And that's really what we're aiming for here.
Yeah, I could tell you a story about a bad business that we just experienced. So that's why I was wondering, you know.
No, I understand. Like I said, we tend to... I mean, by all means, we do listen to the business, or the homeowners or business owners' reviews that they write about our clients, but we're on your side at the end of the day. Our business relationship is between me and you. So when it comes to people writing those reviews or even calling in, you know, we'll hear them out. You know, everybody likes to they feel felt or feel heard. But we're really kind of listening in to see how we could resolve the issue and get you back into that five-star category. So, I mean, if it's a problem from like before or wasn't actually a client here or is trying to write a review that's not logged into their Gmail as like a verified review that's traceable back to them and we could talk to them, then they don't even get published at all.
I see. Okay.
So unless they that old problem that you had comes on and then they log in there and they start writing a big old bad review on your Google listing, we'll already have the review monitoring in place, so we'll have opportunity to dispute it, but I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, they'd have to be a really upset client to go back and continue to slander you days after days after days and put that much time and effort into it.
Yeah, as far as I know, I don't have any bad reviews, but just
yeah, you know. we couldn't.
Like
find
I said,
it.
I just experienced a company that.
It was another company.
Yeah, had good ratings. Yeah, it was a different company that we ended up working with.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, not having a good reputation. Let's put it that way for now.
Yeah. Some guys. I mean, you know, I got two boys, and I just pray that I never end up. You know, with some of the knuckleheads I've come across.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened or where, you know, what their upbringing was, but you know, there's just some people that are very stern in their beliefs and they can't just let things go sometimes, you know, or, you know, they get so stressed.
Okay.
Yeah, so. But what do you think? I mean, if I could approve this this structure pricing-wise that Tara requested for you and then also waive that setup fee, is this something you could see a value and give it a shot? And that way we could show you how well it works.
So if I understand it, it would be the platinum level at $14.99 a month for 2 months.
Correct.
At least?
Well, no, it's an indefinite discount. So, yeah, but we want you to give it a two-month commitment, correct? But it would be paid 1 month at a time. So you keep that $299 past that 2 months, and then the $299 would be paid 1 month at a time, and we're asking for a 2 month verbal.
When would the billing happen?
If you come on board, we would secure the listing now.
Okay, so it'd be.
And then it'd be set to automatically renew each month on the 29th day, moving forward. At the same price,
okay.
$299, and that'll be for Platinum Package and all of its contents. We'll send that over in writing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking to take a credit card at this point, or
yeah,
I mean, how would you go with
the listing using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express? But I would have to verify some information first. So I was just trying to get your approval. To move forward, and then I'll create your account and gather the email address and the PIN verification address, excuse me, the information we need to set it up, and then we'll get into the billing and then schedule your client interview.
I'm wondering if I'd rather not give the credit card or the phone to someone who called in, you know, that kind of security. Is there a different way to bill?
Well, I mean, we use the VeriSign secure database, and all our calls are recorded, you know, and monitored by Google. So you're in good hands. Like, I would never risk my career over a client, you know. So that's why I'm here. That's why a lot of times the calls have to get transferred to a director, because only some of us are authorized to use that and process a transaction, and we obviously have to be on the company's recorded line in order to do that. So you're in good hands. The only time you have to give out your information ever is the first month's payment. Once you're on board with us, it is set up to automatically process, but you have access to your tracking system. And in your tracking system, there is a billing tab where you could start and stop it at your leisure. You can even go in there and delete the billing information or switch it out if you need to use a different payment method moving forward. So you'll have access to it after that, and I'll actually get you access to that before we get off the line. It's part of the tracking system that gets – it's an automation that gets sent to you automatically.
I see.
Mm-hmm. You're in good hands. I can understand the concern, but I do this every day. I've never once had a problem with a credit card. You know, and actually once we input it, it codes it out. So the only things that we would be able to see once I input it would be like what kind of method it was, like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex, and then it'll show the last four digits. Everything else, all the other numbers at the expiration date, month and year, and the three-digit code all get X'd out. So nobody will be able to log in there and actually recover that information.
Okay.
It's locked into the merchant processing. So it's encrypted.
Okay.
Did they give you a different way to secure a payment when you signed up with HomeAdvisor or Angie? Very weird. Usually all of them just do, like, any online marketing usually is processed over the phone.
Trying to remember how I sent it.
Sending it in would be more dangerous. You realize that, right? That's
what?
Paper. Sending it your information in, or like if I gave you a document to fill out and then like text back, that's a lot more dangerous. Or an email.
Because the phone can intercept it.
Yeah, it's not just that. I mean, it's just floating around and then it's in a recoverable form. You get what I'm saying? So it's like it can log into your account and see, hey, this text messages, there's a credit card number here. Or in this email, there's a credit card number here. You know, with our merchant processing over the phone, it's like I input it in real time, and once you hit submit, it's gone. And it's not like somebody can go in and recover that, and then you have access to it. Whereas, like, you're not supposed to, like, write it down ever. Once you write it down, it leaves the paper trail of it somewhere where it's not on your actual card where it should be. And nobody else should have it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, actually writing it down or sending it in would be worse. I don't know if you have done that before, but you don't want to give out your personal billing information in a text or email form, because that's, you know, they could just pull up that email.
Yeah, I generally don't do that. I'm thinking it might have been through a website or something, you know, a secure website.
Yeah, I mean, even then, you know, that could be recovered. You need to use a merchant processing, VeriSign Secure. So, like, a transaction would happen in real time. You know, that way you know they're not recovering that information. You type it in, you hit submit, you get your receipt, you know, and then once you hit submit, obviously, it's encrypted on a merchant processing. It's very strange that they would do that. Google wouldn't allow that, so that had to have been a company that's not partnered with Google. There's all kinds of security issues with that. Is that what happened with HomeAdvisor?
I don't remember how we started the initial payment. I don't remember.
Yeah. No, I mean, we charge it one time per month, and, you know, that's it. You're not getting any surprise charges, so there's no reason for us to, you know, gather your billing information on a public platform there. It just gets submitted to Google, and then they get your receipt and your invoice, and you could save that for write-offs later.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Wondering whether I can afford even that, because I've had a slow month.
You'll definitely be able to afford it after this. So it's a self-sufficient system, is what I tell people. You know, the clients that it brings in is what pays for it. And that's what we want. We don't want anybody taking money out every month in order to keep their business on Google. The whole point of being up there is for it to generate income for you and new job opportunities.
And so there's no lock-in for how long we do it either, right? I can cancel any month?
Right, yeah, you can cancel any time. But again, we do ask for that two-month commitment. Basically, we're saying, hey, give it 2 months before you evaluate it, just because there's that setup period, you know, building your website and everything. Last thing we want to do is put, you know, 20 man-hours into building a nice site and have it disappear now. But you can't. You're not buying it. Long term, so that means that we really got to get in there, make sure it works, or we're going to be wasting our time.
That's true too.
Yeah, especially with this pricing structure. You know, I'm giving you a pricing structure that's half of what our traditional rate is, so it's going to take about 4 or 5 months before we're actually profitable on this particular account, but I'm pretty confident you'll be here until you close your doors.
Let's see, trying to check my bank account.
Yeah, like I said, the guy that's up there now, that Gerlach handyman, I mean, he's got a 3.7 over 6 reviews. I mean, we can get 6 reviews in the first month of you using it, and I'm sure you'll get past that 3.7 just based on the fact that you don't have anything negative. So once we get there, I mean, the whole service area is basically yours, and you could just cherry pick through what you do and don't want to take, you know.
Yeah, it is nice to be able to pick and choose what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's why we become business owners. I mean, I have 2 businesses outside of this. If it wasn't for the insurance and me already being here 10 years, I would have left a long time ago. But my father-in-law and father actually take care of both of those, the painting company.
Oh, okay.
And tree service.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's go back and... Like I said, trying to check my thing. Man, I'm getting a phone call.
I hear you. I know. My phone rings all day. I'm, like, immune to it at this point. There it goes.
So the billing would be $299 each month, and not $600 right up front?
Yeah, that's no, it'd be broken down in 2 separate payments. So you always pay 1 month at a time, actually. So it'll be $299, mm-hmm. and then each month moving forward, it'll reoccur at $299 on the 29th day.
Okay. So in theory, I'd be able to earn another $300 by before then.
Oh, absolutely.
In a month.
Yeah, I mean, how many jobs are we going to have to bring in order to offset $299?
Right.
It's a lot easier to offset than $600 or $599. So that's
right.
Really the goal there. Obviously, we're trying to offset $599, and let's say you only get even a 2-to-1. You know, it's not really ideal. You don't want to spend $600 to make $1,200 every month. But if you're making $1,200 and you're only spending $299 on it, their chances of bringing it back are a lot better, right? And so on and so forth. So that's kind of another reason for reducing the cost, is kind of ensure a long-term relationship. It's a lot better to have somebody for 12 months at $299 than to have a guy try it for 1 month at $599 and be gone because he only saw a 2-to-1 return on investment after the 2 weeks of set up and everything, you know. So
yeah.
So this is going to increase our chances of working together long term. And then obviously once Home Advisor's out of the picture, which shouldn't be long either, I mean, you know, that'll definitely help lock things up long term too, if we can come in there and kind of replace you and basically save you from not feeling that hit.
That's true.
Losing them. Yeah, that's why I was telling you I was happy that we caught you at this time, because if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, I don't know how much longer they're going to be around. So if you're losing that, then, you know, it's good that we got you here, because now you're still going to be able to generate leads. You won't really feel the effects of losing that service if they do get shut down.
Yeah, and the cost is more manageable. Not hitting this and uncertain.
I was working with a roofer. I actually reduced his marketing budget by like $4,000. This was recently. He was in Texas, and Home Advisor was charging him like $120 a lead, and he was getting like three of them a day. So he was spending like $300-$400 a day on leads, and a lot of them weren't even panning out, and he just, he didn't know any other way. But once we got him on board, I think I put him on a Premiere package. So I think it was like a Pro Premiere. But it ended up saving him like $4,000. He ended up canceling Home Advisor, and he was like, man, I don't pay for leads anymore. I'm not chasing leads anymore.
True.
So, yeah.
You're calling him.
Yeah. It's nice to know exactly, you know, what you're spending, and that, you know, those calls are coming in. All they're doing is middlemanning your marketing, you know. Instead of putting you up there and letting people call you directly, they want people calling them so they can dispatch it out and charge you on a per lead basis.
Yeah, it's a different different method.
They made a lot of money, but they also pissed off a lot of people. I mean, if you do that in the real world, you're getting punched in the face. You know, you can't just sell one guy a lead and go give it to
people.
Yeah, and go give it to three or four. They catch on. I've even had some guys that were buddies that both signed up for it in the same area and then ended up getting the same lead. So, like, they caught them, basically. Like, selling each of them the same leads. You know, that's just not ethical, but I'm kind of happy about it because I've been hearing stories like this. Like I said, I've been here 10 years already. So I've been hearing stories like this since even before they were even Home Advisor. They were just serving magic then, you know, people buying leads, and then their Home Advisor's coming after them, sending stuff into collections over leads that they didn't even get work from, you know, or answer. So I'm secretly kind of happy because I know there's more people out there that's been burned by it, so to speak, rather than actually benefited from it. That's tough on people who are starting a company to, hey, you're just trying to get everything up and running, you're investing in starting your own business, and now you're spending money and not having money come in. You're moving backwards, as if it's not already hard enough to start a business.
Yeah. Well, I can give you guys a try, I guess.
You'll love it.
Go with 2 months.
Yeah, you'll love it. I have zero doubt. If you could do anything with them, then this will be your long-term solution. So let me get you my direct number and extension. Like I said, I'll be the account lead, and then I'll go ahead and create your account here. Give me just a second. I'm going to text it to you. And it's the same as our customer service line. It's just if you want to call me directly, you got to hit that extension 544. Did you get it?
Let me see it. In theory. There we go. Okay. Going, jumping the hoops on the phone.
That's another huge benefit too. If you're not super computer savvy, you know, you have a whole company full of technicians and specialists in each individual department that'll be able to help you and make sure your business doesn't lack in that department and let you focus on what you do best.
All right, I got the text.
All right, perfect. So I want to save that to your contacts when we're all done here. All right, so let me just verify some information. Lawrence, you spell it L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E?
Correct.
Okay, what's your last name?
B-A-D-E.
B-A-D-E.
Boy, Apple, David Edwards.
Is it pronounced Bade?
Bade, but Bade?
Yeah. I was going to say Batty at first, but Bade, that makes more sense.
It depends which relative you're talking to, so we all have different ways to pronounce it.
Mixed it up. Oh yeah, that's funny. Okay, and then what is your business email address in which I can send everything in writing?
LMSBeatty@gmail.com.
Perfect. You're already a Gmail user. Can go and update. Okay, and the business street address that I can send your PIN verification. I did have a 1909 OMAV. Is that still accurate? I found here?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want me to have this hidden throughout not just Google, but all directories online?
For the business address?
Yeah.
I mean,
just so that, yeah, people aren't showing up to your doors. I mean, there's no reason for them to anyway, but.
I hope not.
Yeah, that'd be awkward. Not my house. I got two little guys, and I'm pro-Second Amendment, so that'd be a bad day. All right, let me see here. Okay, and how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
I guess on Angie, I'm doing 9 to 6, Monday through Friday.
What about the weekends? Do you want me to have them listed as closed or by appointment only?
Maybe by appointment, yeah.
Okay.
On Saturday, at least.
Okay, so Saturday by appointment. I want as much opportunity to get these clients in as possible, so I'll go Saturday by appointment only, Sunday closed. That way they could still call you, but you're not really expected to go out and do the work unless it's Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay. Address accepted. Okay, now we're going to have to purchase a domain. Did you already have a logo or photos that you wanted to use for your .com website?
I have started a logo.
Okay.
Or have a logo that I'm using. I've produced business cards with kind of a standard format, and I use that on my register ad too, so I got some graphics started.
Okay. Well, we got that graphic designer in house, so we'll put them to work. But if you can send that in, or what you do want to use, or what you have already, to that email address I texted you, it's just photos@localsplash.com. I'll also have it sent over in your confirmation email too.
Okay.
But send in what you have, and then we'll be able to pull that together and use those on the .com. That way everything matches up when you pull up to these jobs. You know, maybe if you have like a t-shirt with the logo on it, or hand them a business card, everything kind of matches up with what they're seeing there on the site.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, perfect.
We're building a brand.
Exactly. Yeah, this is what this is. This is digital branding. So make sure that you're here for the long haul, and people are recognizing Intentional Visions LLC, and they know what that means, you know. Okay.
Yep.
So I've got everything here. Approved. You already got approved here, so. Accept. Okay, now it's accepted. And you can accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
At the moment, I'm not accepting cards, just cash and checks.
Alright, so I have the business profile created. Let's go into the client interview schedule here. Okay, so if you're available today, I can knock out a client interview between 3 and 4. I got a 4 and 5 and a 5 and a 6. Or we can push it to tomorrow, anytime between 9 and 6.
Let's see. Between what were the times? 3 and 4, 4 and 5, and 5 and 6?
Yes. 3 and 4, 4 and 5, 5 and 6.
Okay. I guess we can try 3 to 4.
You want to try 3 to 4 today?
Yeah.
All right. Let me go ahead and schedule you here. And then we'll send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, but I'll also send a text over to you, like 1 hour prior, since you're saying try. You know, maybe something pops up,
okay.
But I just want to confirm if that's still a good time for you. If something pops up or
sure.
changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it for tomorrow. I don't want you to miss your opportunities there, but let's try to get
okay.
it knocked out as soon as possible. So that way we start working right away. I don't want to waste a day either. I'm not fond of wasting time. If there's one thing more valuable than money, it's the time. So.
And are you doing the interview or someone else?
It will be with a separate technician. I'll have them contact you at this line. They'll identify themselves
mm-hmm.
as a representative of Local Splash and conduct the client interview. The client interview is pretty straightforward. You know, it's a set of about 32 questions that they'll ask you, so that's why it usually only takes about 30 minutes, but we get that full